You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Reed's Dairy was founded in Idaho Falls in 1955, and the dairy started selling milk to the public in 1962. It has been family-owned and operated since the beginning, and over the last almost 70 years, the dairy has had to change with the times, offering a home milk delivery service in both eastern and western Idaho, and in recent years, opening some ice cream shops. And Savoir Magazine, one of the premier gourmet food publications in the U.S., and if you're a foodie, you've heard of this magazine, they call the dairy's ice cream creamy and dreamy. Well, joining me live in studio to talk about the history and the future of this dairy is the president of the company, Alan Reed. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So your dad basically opened the dairy, correct?
That's true. There was my dad and his two brothers. They started milking cows back in 1955, and we really started selling to the public at the very beginning. People would come and get their milk out of the bulk tank and put their money in the shoebox. It was literally on the top of the refrigerator there in the tank room, and that was the beginning of our retail business.
And since then, I mean, as the times have changed, the business has had to change as well. And you now, I mean, you've done this for years, but it's the home delivery service, which, you know, you hear those stories, right, back when people were younger, like, oh, milk used to be dropped off at our house in the glass bottles. This still goes on. And even though you're based in Idaho Falls, this happens in western Idaho as well.
It does. It does. We have our milk cows there in Idaho Falls and our facility to bottle that milk. So we process that milk on Monday, early Monday morning, and that was milked out of the cows Sunday. And then we bring it over here and we deliver it to the homes Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. And it's right from our farm, right to people's doorsteps.
Is it something that is, you know, still pretty amazing when you think about this idea of the home delivery service? Because it kind of reminds me of those, you know, doctors making house calls, right? You just wake up and there's your milk. It is something that kind of takes us back to a different time.
It is. It's really a convenience that a lot of people used to have because that's just how we received our milk products.
Right.
It was right to our home. And so we have always done it, and we're still doing it. And we're really kind of the farmer's market on wheels because we have sourced any kind of local food product that we can get here in the Boise Valley, we deliver to people's homes along with our dairy products.
And let's talk about the ice cream, because this is also where Savoir Magazine comes in. And so the person that ended up writing this article happened to be on vacation, right?
That's correct.
And they walked into one of your shops?
Yeah. They stopped at our dairy store. They happened to be driving by while they were headed on the road over to West Yellowstone, and they pulled in to get some ice cream, and they just fell in love with it. And the next thing I know, I get an email and says, we really want to have some of your ice cream here in our office because we have never had anything like it before.
And that had to have been pretty incredible because this is a well-known gourmet food magazine. And what was interesting to me about it, too, was the story behind the ice cream. Because when you took over, this was something that was important to you because this is how your grandma made it?
Right, right. My grandmother at our family party, she always made ice cream. Grandma Reed she was the ice cream queen there and really good quality ice cream. And when we started making ice cream, I knew that if we were going to make ice cream, it had to be as good as Grandma Reed would want us to make. And so that was our goal, was to make ice cream that Grandma Reed would be proud of.
And you make it in these small batches. And this is what Savoir Magazine talked about, was that it's a lot of it is how it's made. It's not these big, long production lines.
Exactly. It's not turn the machine on and let it run all day. We hand make it 5 gallons at a time. Everything's hand added in and stirred in by hand. And by making those small batches in batch freezers and not injecting it full of a lot of air and artificial ingredients and all those kind of things, you just get a really good homemade ice cream.
And since then, you've opened ice cream shops, basically, and you've had them in eastern Idaho for a while. You have two here in the Treasure Valley now. What was the idea behind opening that? Was some of it, you know, that you have to learn to kind of change with the times?
Well, it was. I mean, we started making ice cream because we felt like there was an opportunity to use our dairy products for something that people would really enjoy other than just the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started scooping ice cream and selling it in cones to the public. And we had our store at our dairy there in Idaho Falls. And then we opened a second store in Idaho Falls. And we had all sorts of people from the Boise area that would come over for sporting events, and they'd stop at our dairy with coolers, filling them full of ice cream and our chocolate milk, and say, "You have got to come to Boise." And in fact, we had a group of them that cornered me one day and says, "Look, we'll find your location. If you'll promise me that you'll come over, we will find your location. We'll even find the people to work in it." And Holly and I, we just thought, you know, we ought to take this serious. And so
we better do this, actually,
yeah,
or they're going to come get us.
Exactly.
Like.
And we got a list of them from these people of places that we should look at. And we picked one of those.
And now there's two.
There is. We have one in Meridian, and then we also just opened one over in the Lake Hazel area.
How have you been able to keep it family owned and operated for almost 70 years?
Well, I think that's all we've known. I mean, it's just been the Reed's Dairy family, and I've got a cousin and another partner that helped me with it, and then I've got a son that's involved in it, and Sam is running most of the day-to-day stuff now, and we just hope to continue it because we want to keep it so we have control of that quality,
mm-hmm,
that wow customer service, and make it something that, back again, Grandma Reed's going to be proud of. Right.
And Idaho owned and operated, and mm-hmm, using those gem state resources.
Oh, yeah. We're born and raised in Idaho. Our roots go deep in Idaho, and that's where we want it to be.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in today and sharing your story. I just think it's a great just family story about a local and statewide operation. So, Alan, thank you so much for coming in today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
My guest today, Alan Reed with Reed's Dairy. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. I always appreciate you checking in with us. My producer, Samantha Wright, Richard Copeland. You've been listening to Idaho Matters. It is Friday. Make it a good one. Have a great weekend, and we will see you back here on Monday.